All the new dealers in Atlanta are getting supplied through Antonio Pope in Miami. You need to get me something on this guy.
2 days tops.
So get a team together and fix this.
Uh-oh. The brothers-in-law just got to town.
If you say that one more time, I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
Since you've been here, I've had a nightclub shootout. 20 trespassing complaints. And a car blew up.
We didn't plant the car bomb.
Yeah, but we did the other stuff, James.
Okay, here's the deal. After Ride Along blew up at the box office a couple years ago, it was inevitable that we'd get a sequel. Now we've got one, and the whole gang is back, this time traveling to Miami to stop a drug kingpin. As far as unplanned comedy sequels go, Ride Along 2 pretty much captures the same humor and energy from the first film. Being essentially a buddy cop movie, the film works better than most comedy sequels. Kevin Hart brings the energy and Ice Cube brings the cool. It's a trite story and quite predictable, but that's what you get with this kind of movie. Overall, I enjoyed the ride-along films and I laughed quite a bit. A good rule to follow here is that if you liked the first one or if you hated it, you'll get more of the same with the sequel. Ride Along 2 gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr and that's the way I see it.